Macmillan Audio presents Cave 13, written by Jonathan Mayberry, read by Ray Porter.
This is for two family members who passed this year. Alan F. Mayberry, 6/5/1948 to 1/30/2022. My brother. Vietnam veteran. Served two brutal tours. Struggled with PTSD for all those years. And Allison Prenner, 3/27/1980 to 10/7/2022. My niece. Fellow pop culture nerd. Joyful. And, as always, for Sarah Jo. Prologue. 1. Jason Adelot is the scariest man you never heard of. Well, you have heard of him, but like everyone, you thought he was great. He's the smiling face on so many Nat Geo and History Channel shows about the treasures of ancient Egypt and the Holy Land. Or you know him because of all the ultra-rare ancient artifacts he's brought to public light, like rare books of old magic and burial goods from the tombs of pharaohs, stuff he discovered through his funding of archaeological digs. Or because he helped recover lost fragments of the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's who he is to nearly everyone. They call him Mr. Miracle. He looks like a slightly slimmer Santa Claus, from the white beard to the broad smile to the twinkling blueberry blue eyes. The kind of guy you'd happily leave your kids with, believing they could not be safer. Yeah. No. He's a monster. I didn't know it going into this and found it hard to buy even when things were going south and there was blood on the walls. Some things you just don't want to believe. Some things you can't easily accept. Mr. Miracle being a bad guy wasn't just hard to swallow, it was laughable, like the punchline of a joke. Except now? No one's laughing now. By the time they put me in play, there were so many things going on. It was like trying to solve five jigsaw puzzles at once with no pictures for reference. The difference is, if you don't finish an actual jigsaw puzzle, the ass doesn't fall off the whole damn world, so yeah, this was in motion and getting really bad long before I knew anything about it. And things are about to get a whole lot worse. Because I don't know if there's enough time left to stop him. I don't know if, under any circumstances, I can stop him. I don't. I don't know if anyone can. 2. I hid in the darkness and tried not to scream. Tried. Failed sometimes, and then I had to bury my mouth in the crook of my arm and muffle the sounds. Things were bad. I was hurt, bleeding in more places than I could count, pretty sure something was broken inside. In my body. In my head. I crouched there on one side of a door. They were on the other side. I had my knife. I had my combat dog, Ghost. I had a pistol with two bullets. Maybe I could use them to take the first two down. Or maybe I should save them. One for Ghost, one for me. My head was filled with monsters and I couldn't think straight. There were monsters on the other side of the door, too. Some of them used to be people I knew. People I loved and trusted. Top and Bunny, or what had once been Top and Bunny. Pounding on the door. The wood was splintering, my time was running out. The pounding was getting louder. I stood, blood flowed down my arms and legs and body. The world spun, and I knew that I was at the end of what strength I had. Maybe there was enough for one more fight. One last try. The door began to buckle. Ghost got shakily, weakly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?